he played the Broncos, didn't allow an offensive touchdown. A little different with Brock Osweiler at quarterback. What's he bring to the table, and how's he been able to jump right in and be successful?
I tell you, he's been really good. Really good system he's in, really good quarterback, strong arm, good mind, has a good surround himself with some good skilled players. Good running game, good tight end. So he's really surrounded by a lot of talented players. It really helps him out.
Has their offense changed much, or are you seeing what they're doing now with him, the same things they were doing with Peyton?
A little bit different. You know, I'm not going to get into specifics, but obviously the new quarterback, Osweiler, can do some things that Peyton couldn't do. Run game has really turned up. You know, they have really good runners, really good tight ends. The receivers are outstanding. So, again, he's really surrounded by really good players.
Khalil Mack. That's weird. He had four sacks all last year. He's had four sacks in the last 2 weeks. And you talked even before the season started about the difference between effort and making an impact and finishing and making game-changing plays.
Absolutely.
What difference do you see in him that's allowing him to do the latter now?
Well, just growth. I mean, anytime you're in the league, the second year is always going to be better than the first. Hopefully the third is always going to be better than the second. But we put him in situations to rush more, to impact the quarterback more. We felt like he was an impact player, and he does certain things really well, so let's have him do that more often. And he's been fantastic. He's had and he's brought around the line has been young, and they've been really impactful. And Khalil's a fantastic player, and he's only getting better. And I think that what you see now is just just a scratch of the surface of what he's going to be capable of doing.
Some of your linemen have said that playing up front is a game of chess, not checkers. And that at times, can you work on, like, if you're up against the same offensive lineman time and time again, can you work them to position yourself to maybe make a big play down the line? Like, show one move and then attack and finish with.
Right. You set them up all the time. You give them certain looks and you save stuff for later. You only give them certain things early in the game, and you save things for later in the game, and use your speed, use your power. And obviously there's a notebook on everybody. And, Khalil was, again, he's young and he's still getting better and he's still learning what he does best. Every great pass rusher has a go-to move, and he's still developing that go-to move. Right now he's doing everything and it's working. So it's important for him to really continue to grow and see what he has.
The difference in his situational awareness. There was one play last week. It was third down, and he put a bull rush on the left tackle and plowed right into Alex Smith on third down to get off the field.
Right, no question. Though the awareness of it with himself and the entire group has been an awful, awful lot better, and it's amazing just to see the growth, the season, just the mature level that the guys are getting, the communication that they're having. And they're all getting better, and they're making themselves better by talking to each other more.
Kenny, with a young guy who comes in and gets all the praise that Khalil has since he's come into the league, sometimes that can go to his head a little bit, but it almost seems like with Khalil, it's maybe the opposite.
Right.
He seems very calm, very laid-back demeanor. Is that a good thing, number one? And on the flip side, would you rather him maybe puff out his chest a little
bit? Well, no, it works for him. I mean, he's gotten to this point being himself. He'll do a lot better being himself than trying to be someone else. And his demeanor, his ability to stay out of the spotlight helps him. Now, some guys get into the spotlight, and sometimes that might hurt him because of the attention. He does a great job of understanding why he's here, what his job is, and he's able to separate. Once you get on the field, it's all business. And he's about football. And those are the type of guys that, in the long run, they play and have really good careers.
Skill position groups that you're going to face?
Absolutely. We play some really good quarterbacks, some really good skill positions, some really good running backs, and this falls right in line of a team that's very, very solid in the run, really good in the pass, great receivers that really can catch and can really go deep and catch the ball underneath, and the tight ends. You know, tight ends have always followed our defense around. So they're going to be really good in a tight end situation. So, we have a challenge for us. Still early in the week. It's kind of day to day.
When it comes to how DJ played last week, because he didn't play very much, if at all, against the Titans, what did you see from him, and what do you want to see from him to grow as a corner?
Just want him to see. I want to see him competing, just trying to get better, just understand why he's here, what it means to work, what it means to fight, what it means to come out and compete for a job every day.
Was it good for him to, in that Tennessee game, to kind of sit back and watch a little bit and get to kind of see the
Well, we hope so. We hope it's good for him. You have to ask him. But, you know, he's going to come back, and we know what he's made of, and he's going to really continue to better his game. It's all about improving. It's all about trying to get better, improve, find out what your issues are, try to find out what your weaknesses are, and make them your strengths.
Jack mentioned that last year Khalil was close a lot to getting the quarterback, and this year they're trying to help him finish. How do you guys go about doing that? Is it a technique thing, or what's the
It's method? Growth, coaching. He has a really good coach and his D-line coach, Coach Franklin. They work a lot together. He has a really good young line that he's working with. We're doing better on third down. We're getting in longer situations where the quarterback has to hold the ball a little bit longer. So it's a lot of things that work together. It's a team effort to get the players, what they want.
You've got that group up front with Mack and Edwards and Williams and Ellis. They're all under contract for a little while. Is that nice to be able to work with that same group and maybe have some continuity, build some chemistry there and work with, grow as a unit?
Right, no question. In all the years that I've been on successful teams, it's about the teams working and growing together, having a little cohesiveness, off seasons together, coming back in the new season, being familiar with each other, understanding how to work off each other, how to play together, and really caring about each other. And those things really add up in the long run when you look at the successful teams.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.